This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. We're going to talk about ending relationships now. It's often complicated, but it can be even more so in the age of COVID-19. Whether you're quarantining alone with a now ex-partner or soon-to-be ex, Damona Hoffman is here to answer your questions. She is a dating coach, and she's host of the podcast Dates and Mates. Damona Hoffman, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Glad to be here.
And I know it's a bummer, but we seem to have a lot of listeners going through divorces or breakups during this time. So first, I wanted to ask just briefly, do you think this is would happen anyway? Or do you think that this whole situation is accelerating certain situations? What do you think?
I definitely find that quarantining with someone will amplify whatever is already going on in the relationship. So if there are problems that you had coming into it, it may cause these issues to bubble up and boil over. But it's also a great opportunity if you're in a relationship to work through some of these challenges and see how you might be able to discover things on a deeper level that wouldn't have come to the surface without this opportunity.
Well, that's great. That's a hopeful way to look at it. So so let's get to the questions. Here's Craig in Eugene, Oregon, and he's curious about tensions within long-term relationships over social distancing.
And I wonder if married couples have disagreements about it, or even other groups of people that live together, or what, and how they deal with this kind of disagreement. One person may think that their life is in danger. The other person thinks that it's time to get the economy going and there's no danger.
Damona, have you been hearing this? What do you think?
Yes, we just went right in the deep end. No softball questions here.
Nope.
This is a major issue in relationships. So when we have conflict, you have two choices. You can talk about it or you can ignore it. And the thing is, the situation that we're in, it is temporary, ultimately. We don't know if it's going to be another couple months or another year, but this situation will end. So you can choose to not discuss, you know, we say in relationships, you don't want to talk about politics. You don't want to talk about some of these heavy subjects sometimes. But depending on how serious the relationship is, you may need to talk about it. So my rules for conflict resolution are to really focus on listening rather than trying to convince the other person of your point of view. And I'm sure a lot of these couples, and maybe the situation that Craig is in as well, is trying to convince his partner that his partner needs to do something differently. So if you can step back from that and try to focus instead of on getting to a point of agreement, but trying to understand where your partner is coming from, that might help you be able to bridge the gap.
Well, you know what? We just heard from a listener who seems to be one of the couples that Craig was talking about. She's debating whether to break up with her partner who, quote, won't wear a mask and is slipping into a great awakening conspiratorial thinking. What is your advice for her?
Well, it depends, Michelle, on how serious the relationship is and whether they're living together or not, because we can jump to conclusions when we're in a situation like this and everything is heightened. But I'm hesitant to make one issue, any issue, a reason to end a relationship over. So I guess it depends on how far this great awakening takes you from your core values, because that's really at the heart of any relationship, any long-term relationship to work out. You need to have shared values for it to be a long-term success. So I would try to tease out a little bit more about this conspiracy thinking that she's referring to and how this person views the world and whether or not they want the same things out of life, instead of just thinking that the mask means something much greater about that person's belief system.
Here's a listener in college, and she tells us that she and her boyfriend broke up in late February, but now she's wondering how she can embrace this new single life. Here it is.
COVID shut down my campus a week after the breakup, as well as all the bars and restaurants. So not only did I not get to experience the last of my senior year with my friends, but I also didn't get a chance to once again experience being single and going out, which has made getting back in the dating game much more difficult, especially with continued social distancing. Although I've done a good job of moving on, it's still tough when I can't see friends or really start dating right now when I'm stuck in my house with life on pause and no distractions. Do you have any advice?
Damona?
Well, first, I just have to say, I'm really sorry to her that she had those moments taken away from her. And a lot of other people mm-hmm. are going through that kind of loss. But I also have to remind her, it's just her senior year of college. She has plenty of time ahead of her to be single and go out. Even if the situation feels unending right now, it is not. And I have to also remind her about dating apps. My Dates and Mates podcast listeners know I'm a huge fan of dating apps. I met my husband online, and I've been helping other people do the same thing ever since. So they're an amazing tool right now to make new connections. Though you can't go out on real dates, you can still practice your digital flirting skills through messaging. And that's a vital skill in today's dating scene. And in-person communication skills can be practiced through video chat dates. So even though you might not meet your soulmate right now, you might. I've actually had some listeners that have gotten into more serious relationships in the middle of the quarantine. So it could happen, but she just has to realize she's not stuck. She just needs a shift in perspective.
And we just heard from someone today going through a really tough breakup with the person she lives with. She says after the stress of lockdown and job loss, the breakup came out of nowhere. And she says she has to wonder whether they'd still be together if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic. What do you think?
Well, we could play devil's advocate and we could look at all the what if scenarios. But the reality is that the relationship has ended. And as I was saying earlier, this pandemic, this quarantine is amplifying issues that are already there. So even if those issues weren't apparent to her, they clearly were apparent to her partner. And it would be better to put that energy towards moving on. You know, maybe if she didn't get to say what she really wanted to say, maybe she can write a letter that she would never send, but just to get her feelings out on paper and begin to process the breakup that's happened.
And you'll notice that we don't have a lot of names in this segment because a lot of people were going through some stuff, but they didn't even really want their voices on the air. So I just want to point out that a lot of people are going through a lot of things right now, and you can really sense the strain. Very briefly, if you can, Damona, we heard from somebody who were in the process of splitting up before all this, and they say one of them was thinking about moving out, but now they're stuck. Any thoughts about how to weather this?
Oh, I feel for them. It's not fun being stuck with someone that you've already mentally moved away from. My recommendation would be to see, even if you're in the same space, if you can also make some physical space and physically move away from the person. So maybe that means moving into another room and then setting up some real boundaries and house rules to keep your sanity until you can get into your own space.
Well, thanks, Damona. Sorry to end on a bummer, but, you know, thanks for keeping it real. Damona Hoffman is host of the podcast Dates and Mates. And I'm Michelle Martin, and we'll be here tomorrow to answer more of your questions on The National Conversation.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Raymond James, a firm focused on transforming lives, businesses, and communities through tailored wealth management, banking, and capital market solutions. Learn more at raymondjames.com. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Metamucil, a fiber supplement containing psyllium, a plant-based fiber for trapping and removing waste in the digestive system, designed to be taken every day. More at metamucil.com. From Atlassian, providing collaboration software to help keep teams on the same page when teammates are cities or countries apart. More about Atlassian's products is at atlassian.com/remote. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.